So it's Thursday, 20th of June, and we're back at Seven Oaks Station. How would you describe what we've done today?
Yes, I'm Rowan. I'm a member of Saxons Orienteering Club, and Louise has been the first blind runner that we have had on one of our orienteering courses, as far as I know. And one of our members, Kate Slade, was up for escorting Louise around Noel Park, where I think there was deer, and I don't know what other animals are out there in the course, but Noel Park is a lovely, lovely, lovely park to run round. And it was, I don't know how far you ran, it was between 8.5 and 10 kilometre course. You didn't find that on an orienteering course, the course is marked with electronic checkpoints, and I think Louise and Kate missed one out, but it wasn't Louise's fault, it was Kate's fault, because we do find if you're chattering too much, if you go around with a friend, you tend to lose concentration with the map. So Kate and Louise must have been chatting too much because they missed a control, but never mind.
Can I just get you to read the splits, is that all right?
Oh, I haven't got my glasses unfortunately I can't read them.
Never mind.
Let me have a go. I don't think...
Let
me just see if I can make them, but I think the writing is too small, and unfortunately I need reading glasses. The splits, yeah. Well, somebody can look at the splits later, it'll tell you.
That's fine.
How long did you take, do you know?
Oh, about an hour and 35, I think. Sorry, it's a bit warm.
The splits are in here.
If you can't read it,
Read it. No, I'm ever so sorry.
That's fine.
Somebody who's got better eyes
than
mine.
But that's got a map of the park, hasn't it?
The map of the park and the splits, so somebody will be able to tell you.
Thank you.
Afterwards.
And how many?
To see where they went.
You've got some events in the summer, haven't you?
We've got some events, yes, in other parks in the summer, in Tunbridge Wells, in Maidstone, in West Morling. I think those are the main ones. The park ones are easier because the ground is open and it's easy to run around. We also hold events in the forest, but I wouldn't recommend blind runners to run in the forest because there are too many hazards. I mean, even lots of people fall over and twist their ankle in the forest because there's roots and branches that you really have to be able to see where you're going. But all the park events we hold in the summer are fine.
And which ones have you done recently yourself? Where have you been recently?
What have I done recently? Oh, well, we orienteering clubs, we go to everyone else's events and I lose track of where I've been. There's a club called South Downs, which are West Sussex based. We go to a lot of their events. I'm going to Scotland. I'm going to Inverness for a week in July to go and run up there because it's very hilly in Scotland. And up in Scotland, there's not so many paths, so you have to be a really good map reader because you have to use the contours, which will tell you if it's going up or down. And it's much harder orienteering in Scotland than it is in Kent. Kent's much easier. Trying to think, where did I go last? Oh, Beacon Wood, which is it's a sort of country park near Blue Water Shopping Centre. That, I think, is the last place I ran.
Was it enjoyable?
It was very enjoyable, and I also came back with a medal. It had been a series of events, and I was in third place. So I got a medal. I'm not a very fast runner, but this particular series, the top runners don't bother to go to. So I always feel a bit of a fraud because I don't think I really deserve a medal because I'm not a very fast runner.
Gosh,
but because the standard of runners that go to these particular events is not that high, I got a medal.
Right.
And my husband is always very fed up with that because there's a lot more competition in the men's classes.
Yeah.
And he's never got a medal.
But
I'm a much worse runner than he is. And I do get medals just because there's not so many women out there doing the running, especially not the map reading running.
How many people do you think did today's event, roughly?
There was only about 20, 25 people today, which was not good at all, no. I don't understand why, because we advertise it in Run as Well, we advertise it in the orienteering place, and last time we held it, we had about 70 people turning up, which is really disappointing for Jerry, my husband, who put it on, because he had all the maps printed. And it must have clashed, there must have been something else on. In fact, somebody did say that the neighbouring club, South Downs, they were putting on a very similar event at Devil's Dyke in Brighton, and it may be that people preferred to go and run around Devil's Dyke rather than Noel Park. So